All right, 6 minutes before 9 o'clock. Something that's very, very important that I think you ought to know about is happening this weekend on the 25th and 26th of March, 2023. It's the Constitution Hill Human Rights Festival. And it's a festival that is expected to bring together NGOs, social justice organizations, think tanks, media partners, and, of course, the general public to discuss human rights issues. There are going to be all sorts of presentations from all sorts of people. Brand South Africa will be there talking about social cohesion. The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation and Right to Protest talking about next year's general election. There'll be presentations on LGBTQIA plus rights in Africa. The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights will be there talking about combating racism and xenophobia. It's going to be quite a full program. To tell us a little bit about it, Mark Haywood is one of the conveners, civil rights activist and festival program lead. Always a pleasure to chat to you, Mark. This is really a program for such a time as this.
Good morning, Bongani. First of all, let me just say you're a wonderful advocate for human rights and for the festival, because I think you've conveyed our excitement. You know, we've got 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, at Constitution Hill, which is, of course, a beautiful, historic, meaningful venue where we are hoping that hundreds, possibly thousands of people will come to talk about human rights, to learn about human rights, to debate about human rights, to have fun, to listen to poetry and music. There are exhibitions by over 50 NGOs. There are people participating, from young people from Hillborough. In fact, the whole program is geared towards young people. And we're doing this, we're trying hard to make this a success, because obviously this is a time in our nation and in our world when we really need to stand up for human rights, not just the people who we are used to standing up for human rights, but as you said, the general public, everybody needs to become a human rights activist in the time in which we're living.
Mark, the theme is seize the power, seize your power. Of course, today we know what's happening politically in South Africa with the proposed shutdown. Critics, cynics perhaps might say, hang on a minute, isn't what we are seeing today the real action that young people need to take part in versus perhaps organizations that might be seen as elitist, out of touch, intellectual discussions? What would you say to that?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that at the Human Rights Festival, you know, there are both NGOs and social movements and young people from Hillbrow and people who've been victims of xenophobia. So there's nothing elitist about the Human Rights Festival. It's going to be a demonstration of the diversity and the strength of our nation. As far as your question about today, you know, today is an example of people hopefully exercising their rights to protest. We enshrined in the Constitution that everybody has a right to protest. And clearly there are many, many serious problems in our country which are to do with basic fundamental human rights. People are starving, people are dying, people are not getting the quality of education that they are entitled to. The question really is the integrity of the organizations that lead these struggles and the ways in which we struggle. You know, violent struggle, disruptive struggle doesn't help the people who are most desperately in need at the moment. And that's one of the things that worries me, is that lots of people claim the mandate of working class and poor people, but at the moment, they are resorting to means that primarily hurt working class and poor people. So I don't criticize the right to protest. What I criticize is whether we protest in a way that is powerful, but peaceful and capable of bringing about lasting change.
Mark, as an activist, you've spent a lifetime fighting for those who are downtrodden. And so often, we as citizens can be frustrated about things we'd like to see change, but we don't necessarily roll up our sleeves and get our fingers dirty. What's your advice?
My advice, Bongani, is when you think about change, don't think about something big and beyond you at the level of government. think about your community. Think about what you see when you step out of your home, if you're lucky enough to have a home in the morning. Think about if there's ways that you can improve education in that area, safety and security. Think about if there's ways that you can build relationships with homeless people, with people who are doing jobs like recycling. Think about ways you can strengthen the education system. That's why we're calling this festival Seize Your Power. Each one of us, none of us are powerless. We all feel powerless. I feel powerless at times at the moment. But each one of us has it within us. We each have our power. And at the moment, the beauty of South Africa is that we have one of the most empowering constitutions in the world that allows us to act for ourselves and to act for other people. So we must start doing it. Otherwise, despair will follow.
Mark Hayward, always appreciate your time. Civil rights activist and the festival program lead this week.